Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This next hymn that we're going to be learning is a very special one. It says, I'm a child of the King. Did you know that you are a child of the King of the universe? There was a woman named Hattie Buell, and she had gone to a church in New York. Well, on her way home from church, she was thinking about how amazing and how wonderful it was that she was a child of the King of Kings. Well, when she got home, she went and sat down and started writing a poem. And this is the poem that she wrote. Well, it wasn't a song yet, because if you take away the tune from a song, you just have a poem. She decided to send her poem to a magazine company, and they saw it and they liked it, and guess what they did? They published it in 1877. Well, she didn't think anything about it. A man named Mr. Sumner saw that poem in the magazine, and he looked at it and he thought, wow, that's a nice poem. So he decided to compose a tune to go with it. So he came up with a little tune, and you know what he did? He published it. And all of a sudden, it became a hymn that we know today. The thing was, is Miss Hattie did not know that he had taken her poem and made it into a song. One day, she was sitting in church, and she heard the song, and she heard the words, and she said, wait a second, that's my song. Well, that is how we get the song, A Child of the King, today.
My father is
Let's open with prayer, asking Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, we need your Spirit today as we open the Bible and as we learn more about you. Come into our hearts. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. How have you been enjoying our podcast? Have you been listening to them? Well, if you haven't listened to any before today, you are more than welcome to go back and listen to some of our previous ones. We have been learning all about the life of Jesus. We've been studying stories about his miracles. That's what we did last time, right? The story of Lazarus and how Jesus raised him to life. We've been studying Jesus' teachings about the kingdom of heaven and about how much God cares for those who are lost. We have been studying so many wonderful things in the Bible, and we have another week ahead of us where we are going to learn about how much Jesus loves you, children. Yes, he talked about children when he was here on the earth, and we are going to learn all about that this week. Did you know that it's easy to know that Jesus loves children? Not only that, but children love Jesus. They love to be close to him. They were never afraid of him. But Jesus was too far away. Remember, Jesus would travel all around Israel. And so sometimes he would be close, but oftentimes he was many, many miles away. And they didn't have cars or trains or airplanes back then. Everybody had to walk or ride a donkey. Well, one day this mother found out that Jesus was teaching and preaching close to her home. It would still be a little bit of a walk, but she decided to try it. She probably fixed a lunch to carry along, and soon her and her child were on their way. As they walked past neighbors who lived along the road, they told them where they were going. Oh, where are you going today? Don't you have laundry? Yes, yes, but we're going to see Jesus. He is not very far away, and I want to take my children to him so that he can bless them. Really? I want to come too. And pretty soon, they told more and more of their friends, and they had a big group all going together. It reminds me of when I used to have a zoo membership. We had a very large zoo that was about an hour away, and I would take my boys there. But, you know, it's fine to go to the zoo once or twice, but when you have a membership, you can go as many times as you want in just 1 year. But it kind of gets boring after a while. So I purchased a membership where I could take friends with me. So every time I would go, I would always bring a friend. And it was so much more fun. Have you found that when you have a friend with you, things are much more fun? If you go on a hike, it's easy to be, ugh, this is a long hike. I'm tired. I'm hungry. Are we there yet? But if you have friends, all of a sudden you get to play tag or race each other or look at different things and show each other how exciting the nature is on that walk. That's just like it was for this mom and her kids and their friends. Pretty soon they had a big group of mothers with children of all ages, from babies to teenagers, all going down the dusty road to see Jesus. They were happy and they were excited, and I'm sure there was much anticipation about Jesus blessing their children. Would you have wanted to be with them on that day? I know I would have wanted to be with Jesus, because the Bible in Psalms chapter 145, verse 8 and 9, this is what it says. Let's look up Psalms chapter 145, verse 8 and 9, to see what it says about Jesus, what kind of person Jesus is. Psalm is the biggest book in the Bible, and it's in the Old Testament. It's right in the center of the Bible. So if you close your Bible and you open it up to the center, you're probably going to be in Psalms. Now, you might be a little bit before, a little bit after, but it's Job, Psalms, Proverbs. So if you're in Job, you're too early. So you got to go a few pages toward the back. If you're in Proverbs, you're a little too far, so you got to go a few pages forward. We're going to look up Psalms 145. That's right at the end of the book, because there's 150 chapters in Psalms. That's a lot of chapters, isn't it? Well, we're going to look up Psalms 145. Once you find that, then you're going to find the verse, and we're looking up verse 8 and 9. Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9. This might be a little trickier to find, so if you want to find it, you don't have to get frustrated. If we're going too fast, just pause this recording. When you're ready, press play, and we'll read it together. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. So what do you think it would have been like to be with Jesus? The Bible verse here that we've read is saying that Jesus is gracious and full of compassion. That means that when you skin your knee, Jesus is right there bending over you, going, "Oh, no, I know that hurts. I'm sorry. I'm right here." He's full of compassion. When we are sad, He doesn't just brush us off and say, "Oh, go grow up, go deal with it." No, He is full of compassion. He wants to wrap you in His arms and say, "I'm here. Tell me all about it. I can help you. I can give you a new heart. I can help you to not be so sad." He is slow to anger. He doesn't just get mad and angry when you do something that's wrong, or even when you keep sinning over and over. No, Jesus is slow to anger. Jesus is tender and caring, even towards those who don't love Him. He's there for them when they turn to Him. He's also there for you. Do you want Him in your heart and in your life? Do you want to serve a God who is slow to anger, who has compassion and mercy, who watches over you and all of His works? He's good to you. I know I do. So let's pray and ask Him into our hearts. Lord, we want to give You our hearts. We want You to have mercy on us, to have compassion on us, that when we mess up, that You are right there helping us along. Thank You for being good to us. Work in our hearts, work in our lives. We love You. Amen. We have a new memory verse song this week, and it is, "Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Those were Jesus' very words. He wants you to come to Him. He cares for you. He doesn't want anyone to stop you from coming to Him. Isn't that neat? Well, let's learn this song together.
Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to me. And do not forbid them. And do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to me. And do not forbid them. And do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.